Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The special primary election to fill a vacancy because of the death of the late Congressman Don Young is going to be held Saturday, June 11th. The by-mail election has a ballot filled with nearly 48 candidates vying for that seat. Voters automatically should have received ballots through the mail, which were sent out beginning April 27th. In the special primary election, voters will vote for just one candidate. Director of Elections Gail Fanumiai tells KSRM,
"The special general election is being conducted by mail. That decision was made shortly after the death of Congressman Young, given that the election had to be conducted within 90 days. The division did not feel there was time to recruit poll workers, train them, get equipment deployed, etc. So ballots were mailed to all registered voters. Voters have been submitting their ballots, and absentee in-person and early voting started on May 27th and will continue up through Saturday, June 11th in the regional elections offices."
Director Fanumiai adds,
"A full list of those locations is also available on the division's website. Currently, the division staff is busy and continues to be busy logging all the ballots that come in, and we have bipartisan absentee review boards who are then reviewing all those ballots to determine eligibility of that voter to have cast the ballot, and we will be counting and releasing results on Saturday evening."
The mailed ballot must be returned by June 11th, and it must include your signature, an identifier, and a witness signature. Additionally, if a person decides not to vote by mail, Fanumiai says,
"They would prefer to vote in person, or if they've misplaced their ballot, lost their ballot, people can go to one of our 150-plus locations across the state and vote in person, absentee in person, or an early voted ballot, depending on the location."
Fanumiai says that the Division of Elections will hold their final ballot count on June 21st with a target certification date of June 25th. As of Wednesday, there have been a total of 108,729 ballots mailed into the Division of Elections. Recently, 8 recipients were congratulated for receiving the First Lady's Volunteer of the Year Award in Juneau. Among the recipients was Kathy Gensel, the director of the Central Peninsula Health Foundation for Central Peninsula Hospital, who is recognized for her work in bringing awareness to the Kenai Peninsula on issues of homelessness and housing insecurity with her active engagement in Project Homeless Connect and Shelter Development work groups, in addition to helping acquire a new facility that now houses the Nikiski Shelter of Hope. On Wednesday, she received a mayoral proclamation from City of Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney.
"Whereas Kathy is a founding member and president of Bridges Community Resource Network Incorporated, whose mission is to provide access to resources supporting emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. And whereas Kathy has been actively engaged in Project Homeless Connect and has worked to bring awareness to the Kenai Peninsula on the issues of homelessness and housing insecurity. Now, therefore, I, Paul Whitney, Mayor of the City of Soldotna, on behalf of the City Council and the citizens of Soldotna, do hereby recognize the outstanding volunteerism by this dedicated City of Soldotna, Kathy Gensel."
Also at the City Council meeting, a mayoral proclamation was issued to Charlene Toutfest, who is the president of the Soldotna Rotary. She's focused most of her time on health care in the state, holding leadership roles in the Alaska Mental Health Board as chair, Peninsula Community Health Services as president, and the Alaska Primary Care Association Policy and Advocacy Committee as chair. Full details on these at our website at radiokenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at radiokenai.com.